Prišla, videla, pojedla. Cenjeno občestvo, minuli konec tedna smo se v sobanah Slovenskega mladinskega gledališča in bližne pošte družile z najveličastnejšimi tujimi in slovenskimi eminencami. Med prejšnjo sredo in soboto se je namreč odvijal pravlični sedmi festival Platforma malih umetnosti v produkciji Zavoda Emanat. Omenjeni festival po svojem poslanstvu platformira robne urbane žanre, imenovane tudi male umetnosti. Po lansko letni ediciji, osredotočeni na kabare, je letos na vrsto prišla umetnost preobleke. Seveda ne izključno. Prvi dan smo denimo lahko videle plesno klovneso Diano Gadiš in feministično stand-up komičarko Denise Bourbon. Preostanku festivala pa so kraljevale kraljice in kralji preobleke. V današnjem kulturnem obzorniku bomo zato odpotovali v Berlin, domicil pionirke drag king scene Bridge Markland. V Nemčiji se bomo nekoliko zadržale, ker tam ustvarja tudi vse prej kot običajna kraljica preobleke Olimpija Bukakis. Nato se bomo počasi vrnile na slovenska tla in se posladkale z drugo edicijo lokalnega kabareja Kraljev preoblek Dragi Drago, kjer so nas pravi moški končno nasmejali. Pa začnimo nekje na začetku in zavrtimo čas nazaj, torej v otroštvo nemške performativne umetnice Bridge Markland. Prav takrat, ko se je začelo njeno zanimanje za igranje moških vlog.
I started in the school theater group when I was 13. I played a king in a Grimm's fairy tale. That was my first male role. That's how I started. And then I loved glam rockers and I loved women in suits already in the 70s. It was a very androgynous age. And got my mom bought it for me because I wanted it. A pinstripe, double-breasted pinstripe suit. And I wore makeup to it and long hair in the 70s, and then later in the 80s I started doing performances with that suit, and I just tried out dance things because I was in the dance scene involved in that, and I always liked gay men and I liked drag queens, and I started watching drag queen shows in the 70s. Kings nobody had heard of and the word wasn't used.
V predavanju s performansom King in the Drag, Dragging the King, nam je Markland predstavila svojo zgodovino udejstvovanja v tej umetniški obliki, ki je zaradi glamurja kraljic preobleke prepogosto spregledana. Spoznale smo, kako je v nočnih klubih uspešno pretentala moške, da si je tudi ona v posebej zanjo krojeni obleki ena izmed njih. Kako je v smaragdno-zeleni toaleti ta iste moške šokirala, ko je razkrila pobrito glavo pod svojo lasuljo. Precej simptomatično in sočasno dojemanje družbenega spola, ki je komaj v 90-ih prišel v akademski mainstream. Začetki drag kinginga Bridge Markland pa segajo prav v njegovo meko, v New York, kjer se, če verjamemo Alicia Keys, uresničujejo sanje. Tam je spoznala legendarnega kralja preobleke in performativnega umetnika Diane Thor in se udeležila njegovih delavnic Moški za en dan, kjer so se sodelujoče, predvsem ženske, s podrobnim opazovanjem in vadbo učile utelešati moške manire, geste in vedenje. S svojimi personami so se preizkusile tudi na ulicah mesta, ki nikoli ne spi.
I was in one of the early drag man for a day workshops in New York. That was held in New York. That was 1991. But the man for a day workshop film done by a German filmmaker, Katharina Peters, was filmed maybe in 2012 or something. But Diane developed it and kept on doing it. And she was really quite famous for it. So this was a really good thing. And Katharina was a good friend of Diane. They're unfortunately both not alive anymore. So she said there has to be a documentary film about it. I'm so glad that they did that. And they did go around, or we did, in the street in male drag. But it's male drag that is supposed to pass. Because now there's also a big development of male drag where you put on very elaborate makeup, very colorful stuff, and very glamorous that is inspired from the Queen's makeup. So that wouldn't pass in the street.
Že Markland nakaže na velike raznolikosti znotraj drag kinginga. Od številnih oblik samoizražanja, katerih cilj ni nujno zmožnost neopaznega prehajanja, pa do večjih sprememb, ki so kralje preobleku spostavile kot pravcati mainstream fenomen 90-ih, pa do razvoja drag scene v Nemčiji, ki je v spolnih identitetah, izrazih in praksah veliko svobodnejša od rigidnih spolnih norm.
It's going through waves, like I've seen it in many other places as well. There were quite a few in '90s. Some of them were living as men, basically. You could also say they were butch lesbians, or they were trans or something. And a lot of them tried out performances and did really well. And we got on TV a lot in the '90s. I actually did a drag king tour of 5 cities in Germany. So you can say that I'm the initiator, and in Germany, where I invented the name Go Drag, and then I did the Go Drag Festival in 2002. Certain artists started doing male drag, and then a small scene came about from that. We got invited to a lot of talk shows also, and definitely from the first Go Drag Festival 2002, a bigger scene emerged. In 2019, I met the Venus Boys Drag Collective, and they called themselves Venus Boys after the film, the documentary that I was portrayed in, and several other women doing male drag or being trans, going towards the male. And 2019, with these folks, another drag king movement came that then became more non-binary and also trans.
S tem naša sogovornica izpostavi pomembnost skupnosti, ki se je v mnogih mestih v Nemčiji in drugod oblikovala ravno zaradi umetnosti preobleke. Ta omogoča festivale, kot je že omenjeni Go Drag, ki sta ga v Berlinu začeli Bridge Markland in Diane Thor, in je prvi na tako visokem nivoju predstavil raznorazne oblike umetnosti preobleke in njene zgodovine.
Moby Dick, who initiated the first regular drag king club show in New York City in 1995, has an archive for drag kinging. It's called dragkinghistory.com. And we invited Moby Dick to Berlin for the Berlin Go Drag 22. And he did a lecture on the history of drag kinging, etc. So, like, we are much better in contact. And then after that, there was a big event in Barcelona by a drag king from Barcelona that we're all friends with. So certain things are happening, and it's very beautiful and very supportive.
Če je nemška drag scena tako velika, zakaj se ne bi ustavile še pri Olimpiji Bukakis, sicer avstralski kraljici preobleke, ki živi in deluje v Nemčiji? Na odr pošte je pripeljala svoj sproščeni performans, materialna predstava, v katerem se nam predstavi s pobrito glavo, na sebi ima bež triko. Edina barva, ki preseka to neutralnost, je rdeča, barva njene šminke, salonarjev in rjuhe. In ravno iz te rjuhe delno izhaja ideja za predstavo, kot je umetnica napovedala v pogovoru v predstavi z Linom Julijanom Koletnikom.
I realized that the first technology or tool that like queer kids, in particular trans femme or just like effeminate boys have is the sheet. Like it's the first thing that you're allowed to touch. So like sure, if your mom's cool, then maybe you get to play with the shoes or like a dress or something like that. But the sheet is always, it's there. And so like there would be days where I just would wear the sheet all day. Because also maybe like people couldn't quite see that I was wearing a dress. I'm like, they don't know, but like they knew. And I just thought, that's so inventive. Like that's so clever of kids to develop that. And so like brave. If you're like a gender non-conforming child, it feels like failing, and it is presented back to you as failing. But like, actually, like, now that I'm an adult, I can convincingly perform masculinity. I have a male character. It turns out I just didn't want to. But I think very often we don't realize that, that we see these, like, this failure to perform our assigned sex or gender, as we feel it as a failure, like, I just couldn't do it. And it's like, I think it can also be useful to remember that it's like, you couldn't do it because you didn't want to. It didn't feel right. And then when you think about it that way, it's like, wow, I'm a really strong-willed person. So I kind of wanted to honor that.
Ta pusta rdeča rjuha tako postane orodje preobrazbe. Bukakis je z njo lahko igriva med žnabljanjem na Madonino Material Girl, si tako s blaga povezne čez glavo in postane devica Marija, lahko pa se konec koncev tudi uleže na tla, se popolnoma prekrije s to rdečo tkanino in citira izsek o blagovnem fetišizmu iz Marksovega Kapitala. Bukakis torej vsebinsko preprede na prvi pogled nepovezane kotičke domišljije, natančneje kvir domišljije. Prav zato ji je drag performans tako ljub, ker lahko van unese skoraj karkoli in to poveže v celoto skozi sodobni ples.
It doesn't require you to have like a coherent primary gender, right? So you don't have to like make sense on stage. And I started doing drag in 2000. I graduated high school in 2005, so I could have gone to like a dance conservatory, or like I'm assuming I would have been good enough, but like, or like to a theatre school or something like that. But like the last theatre role I played as a kid was John Proctor in The Crucible, and he's just like whining the whole time. I was just like, oh, male roles are so boring. I wanted to do something where I didn't have to make sense as like a man or a woman or whatever, and that's why I did drag. But at the same time, there's like formal restrictions with drag, and also like the audience is often drunk and having a great time, which is a really fun thing to work with. It's also really nice to work in circumstances where people can sit with being a bit uncomfortable or bored for a while. I think it opens up a broader range of what you can play with. But I think it's also just like, I just really like performing. I'm really curious. I want to try as many different ways of doing it as possible. But in the meantime, I've really fallen in love with that. I think it's really beautiful. Like, my favorite thing in contemporary dance is when you're watching something and something happens really intensely inside you and you can't say what's happening. Like you literally can't verbalize what's going on, but you, like everyone in the room is having that experience.
Tako ima Bukakis v mislih tudi svoje občinstvo in kako se bo to odzvalo na njeno odrsko prezenco. Da ne bi bile pod pritiskom rigidnih gledaliških pravil tišine, gre pri materialni predstavi za sproščeno predstavo. Koncept je zasnovan predvsem za obiskovalke, ki jim je sedenje na mestu lahko moteče, naprimer tiste s Turetovim sindromom ali kroničnimi bolečinami. Obenem je sproščena predstava namenjena preprosto vsem, ki draga sicer ne spremljajo v gledališču ali klubu. Da tudi sicer solo Bukakis ne bi bil pretirano enoličen, tega vedno preseka z gostujočo performerko. Tokrat je ta čast pripadla lokalni dragici Izzy Kunt, ki je občinstvo zapeljevala kot Levinja.
Pes, pes, mačka, mačka, vir, 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 šlap, 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 adela, 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 adela.
Zdaj je pa enkrat za vselej dovolj feminističnega bullshita in širjenja gej agende. Čas je, da spregovori danes daleč najbolj zatirana skupina ljudi, kleni heteromoški. Pravi moški torej. Ravno to se je zgodilo pretekli četrtek na večeru Soft Butch Romantike, Dragi Drago 2.0, kjer nam je eden od nastopajočih, Stanislav Češplja, predstavil nekaj pesmi iz svoje novo izdane pesniške zbirke.
Stane pa Jana. Ljuba Jana in naganku zdiva na svežmu zraku, pržgava si je čik. Svoje dolge noge čez rob je moliva, ki opaziva, kako stane gor z rob, je šik. Ej, Jana, prav stane. A mal petršil, pa bučke, pa papriko, ali melancan. On dober za stup, da tistem zrplane nobena sovata naraste v stanovanj. Jana se odkašla, pa malo pomenca. Naviče stane, razume, da te take sorte, gospa. V roke sprejima šope tršila, ka sojmi brki malo požlička. Stane za farba, se mu mečken zvrti, v prsel ga pšica, a morja tiši. Počut se zmehčanga, kakor bi v tako paci. Pa reče, zmer so mi bili všič, take dame z muštacije.
Če vam poezija ni po godu in so vam ljubši TikTok reperi, ima Just a Boy nekaj za vas. Besedami se poslavljamo od naših predragih eminenc. Na sporedu so bile tokrat, poleg kraljic preobleke, tudi njihove boljše polovice. Šalo na stran, drag kinging je namreč še vedno, saj na slovenski sceni, nekoliko v senci in čas je že bil, da ga spoznamo podrobneje. Od bojsov, kraljev in kraljic preobleke ter vseh ostalih, ki jih nismo utegnile omeniti, se zaenkrat solznih oči poslavljamo, a nič hudega. Platformo malih umetnosti boste lahko obiskale spet naslednje leto. Pravlično se je imela Brina.
Nič se ne dogaja, nobenih eventov, nobenih jobov ni, tema skratka, to je to.
Poslušali ste Kulturni obzornik.